Okay, the English program here. You can send your comments and things to us at Steve's radio show at hotmail.com. The British Prime Minister David Cameron is cutting short his Africa trip to return to London on Wednesday to deal with the phone hacking scandal. Parliament was to begin a six-week recess at the end of Tuesday, but now may hold a special session on Wednesday. London's police chief has quit over allegations about police handling of the investigation into alleged phone hacking involving journalists at the now-defunct tabloid News of the World. Paul Stevenson told journalists on Sunday that he did not do anything wrong, but he said he did not want criticism of his conduct to detract from the police department being able to do its job. British police have been accused of accepting bribes from News of the World journalists and not doing enough to investigate phone hacking allegations. News of the World shut down last week after allegations that reporters illegally accessed the cell phone or mobile phone voicemails of hundreds of celebrities, politicians, rival journalists, and even murder victims. They're also suspected of bribing police for information. Stevenson also has been criticised for hiring a former News of the World executive editor called Neil Wallace as a part-time media consultant. Wallace was arrested last week in connection with the phone hacking scandal. Stevenson said he did not make the decision to hire Wallace and did not know of his alleged links to phone hacking. Earlier yesterday, the British police arrested Rebecca Brooks, a former News of the World editor and a key executive of Rupert Murdoch's global media empire. She was freed on bail several hours later, I think it was about 9 hours, I think. Brooks was the 10th person arrested in connection with the scandal. Murdoch published his second public apology in British newspapers on Sunday. He said he is deeply sorry for the hurt caused by his journalists' serious wrongdoing. The firestorm over the scandal also forced Murdoch to abandon efforts to push through a multi-billion dollar bid for British Sky Broadcasting, the satellite TV company. In the US, the FBI has begun a probe into whether employees of Murdoch's media conglomerate News Corporation tried to hack into phones of victims of September the 11th, terrorist attacks and their families, or even tried to bribe police for information. Murdoch's company has several lucrative news and entertainment outlets in the US, including the country's top business paper, The Wall Street Journal, and a major television outlet, Fox News Channel. If you have any comments, thoughts, or views on anything mentioned in this podcast, please get in touch. Our Twitter page, as always, is twitter.com/English Radio. And don't forget, we have the old, good old fashioned email address, stevesradioshow@hotmail.com. More info about what we do here at the English program can be found, and all of our podcasts can be listened to online via our blog, englishradio.blogspot.com. The article we've just read was taken from voanews.com.